A win in Brian Berg's head coaching debut, Georgia Southern taking down Florida National 97-65. Talking with our players of the game on the Ford Locker Room Wrap-Up. First up, it's Elijah McCadden, one of the few guys I feel like I actually know, the junior out of Rocky Mount, North Carolina. 13 points, a career-high 10 rebounds, your first career double-double. I would ask you about your individual performance, but you guys have focused on team basketball for the last really 8 months. So how does it feel to simply get a win to start the season?
It feels good, especially just after the way the season ended last year, just abruptly. Nobody, you know what I'm saying, saw it coming. Just be able to come out here and play, especially with all the new guys, the new staff, be able to come together and finally, you know what I'm saying, get one under our belt. It felt good.
Was the game last year at Georgia State the last time you were on the floor? Was that something that was running through your mind as you were getting ready today?
Kind of a little bit. It was more just a lot of anxiousness just being ready to play again. A little bit of nerves, but I was just ready to play, I'm sure, just like everybody else on the team was.
It had to be interesting to see how this team was going to look against another team. You guys have been going against each other since June 22nd, finally getting to see somebody that wasn't wearing your uniform. What was it like to see things come together on both ends of the floor?
Like you said, it was our first time. We got a lot to work on.
Yeah.
It was a good first game that we had, with everybody. We're still building chemistry and stuff like that, but it was good to get that first game under our belt and see what we need to build on, work on going into, I think, Saturday, and then, the next game after that. So,
also coming up with four assists, you guys seem to share the basketball really well with that team concept. It doesn't seem to matter who scores as long as you can set someone up to score.
He's big on motion, moving the ball. Everybody's going to touch you in our offense, so it's about getting open looks and the best shot you possibly can every trip down the floor.
Different kind of defense as well. How do you feel that went today, especially during that big run during the second half?
We play defense at times. We definitely get way better defensively. We gave up a lot of easy points and baskets that we shouldn't have gave up, if we were to follow our game plan. But, it's definitely a lot we could build on. But, it was a good solid start, for sure, for the first game.
I still see you can get up a couple dunks there in the second half.
Yeah, it's been a while since I got a dunk, so I was ready for that.
All right, you specifically, what will you work on to get ready for Coastal Georgia on Saturday?
I'm shooting a lot of free throws. I missed like 6 free throws, so I'm definitely going to be in here shooting a lot of free throws.
E, great job. First double-double. Congratulations.
I appreciate it.
All right, Eric Boone, our other player of the game, one of the 9 new Eagles on this roster, transferring in from John A. Logan up in the state of Illinois. E, not a bad game, 16 points, 6 of 8 shooting, couple of threes, 5 assists, 2 steals in just 18 minutes of action. I knew you were a standout, but that's pretty efficient to do all that in less than half.
Yeah, it felt good. I just got to help my team win, so I'm willing to do whatever, no matter if it's points, anything, steals, charges.
During that second half, you made back-to-back buckets responsible for 5 points. Then you took the first charge of the season on the other end. You then had the assist later on in the half to set up an easy bucket. To say how complete a player you have become, what does that mean to you?
Well, it means a lot to me because before I got here, I was turning the ball over. I just became complete. Shout out to Coach Berg. He works on my game, and he tells me I can't turn the ball over if I want to play. So,
you guys have talked about this process for 6 months until it could finally come together and you played somebody else. Being that you could actually see it come true today to win by 32 points against an opponent, how does that feel?
Feels good, but we still got a lot to work on.
Yeah.
They was making open shots. We just played bad defensively in some areas, but it feels good, but we still got a lot to work on.
What would you say the team did better than anything else today?
Played as a team. It's our first time ever really playing together against somebody else. I feel like we played great, honestly. Out of everybody that's new, I feel like we're still missing a couple of players like Zach, Getty, and Grant, but we played good.
How do you feel a game like this, a win like this, can help your mindset going into another game this weekend?
I think it just gives us motivation. And it gives us a lot we still got to work on. So,
heck of a line for Eric Boone. 16 points tying for a team high, one of 4 Eagles in double figures. Congratulations on getting to this point. Congratulations on the performance, and we'll catch up with you.
Thank you.
Eric Boone, Elijah McCadden, our players of the game. We'll talk with head coach Brian Berg after this timeout as Georgia Southern celebrates a 97-65 win over Florida National. This is the Ford Locker Room Wrap-Up on the Georgia Southern Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.